You know what time it is, your boy DC Young Fly.
Boy Chico Bean.
And Carlos Miller.
This is the 85 South Show in partnership with the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Brother, yo, nigga, like that.
Did you see this nigga dodge that whooping?
Who?
That's what Tito be saying.
Man, that ain't no way Michael Jackson got no whooping.
He probably never got a whooping. Like, ever.
For shit, but he lost
him
when
he
said,
he got a whooping. That's how he got good.
That's what I'm saying, but after they was
worked greatness.
After their first talent show, he was like, this shit over with, boy.
I didn't know you had seen that bit. You could be watching them late. That nigga Dallas Austin said that he did.
How you gonna tell me when I watched the episode, though?
You watched it late.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. It's a piece of footage somewhere that nigga actually said that.
Who said it?
He said that one time.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all done made it up.
Damn. What's going on?
They'll create some shit, bro.
I will if I don't find it.
What they did to you?
He still
mad. Man, y'all know, man. No need to say, look, you want to say
He know what. He just bring that shit up every time.
They put me on a mental illness commercial.
I know.
Hey, what's up, man? Mental health is a real issue, which is not often discussed in our community. Post-traumatic stress, depression, all types of things could possibly be going on. You might
you still got that on your mind.
That's
bro,
funny.
It like every other week, somebody like, what damn commercial? That's not my shit. And then somebody from the 85 South Show page will retweet the motherfucker.
That be the fan page, man.
You don't want to be the face of
me. So you think that be us? That's the fan page. And you giving them clout by keep bringing that shit up.
They about to make hoodies with you on it for that.
Bruh, that nigga. That's next. Joe ain't shit for that shit, man.
Yeah, you kind of got to know if you're going to be
in the reading the script for the mental health shit. Joe cut right to now. And he was looking stupid.
I wouldn't even say that.
And you was looking sad?
No, bro. You look like you was going through it?
Yeah!
Did you have a haircut?
No. I'm sitting there chilling.
Did you have a haircut?
I think so. Yo, yeah, I did have one. But Joe was like, Los, you got to shoot this commercial right quick. So me and Los, I had asked Los some, so Los was like, I'm going to shoot this, then we'll chop it up. So I'm just sitting there. So I ain't, you know, I'm quiet. I can't interrupt. This is a serious moment. So I'm sitting there just looking.
So
it got me like, he talking to me. Like here at 85 South, we don't condone bullying. We take care of the mental illness. Then the nigga do a cutaway to me.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't the only motherfucker in the room. Like, he could have scared the whole room.
Your vibes was giving it off,
man,
though. You
no.
was selling it.
That was some bullshit.
So if he start reading something about childhood obesity, just get up. I need to just leave. That's going to be a good one.
They'll probably have both of us in that
one. I'm out, nigga. Niggas going to be like, I'm the couch.
Dude, y'all, what man, y'all ain't shit. Y'all talk about me like I'm not sitting right here.
I don't believe you did that.
J.O.N., play me some Pimpin', man. You ran out of songs.
There you go.
That shit loud. Turn it down a little bit. That's
it's like when Tila come in the house.
Damn, why that music so motherfucking loud? My ears are sensitive. I like that. That sound like that's some celebration type music.
It sound like this how Jazzy Faye Dobell sound.
Oh boy!
You just be like, this nigga house loud as a motherfucker.
Oh boy!
You no reason, nigga, just boy. This nigga Finzel.
Has been a Jazzy Finzel doorbell.
You smell some spaghetti cooking or some shit? It smells good as a bitch out here.
He got his shades on, Clay.
Hey, man, what if you call Comcast and they were like, no problem, sir, do you mind holding? And then hit this shit.
You'll be on the
Nigga, yeah, nigga be mad five. When they come to the phone. Like, God damn.
Let me get a 3-5 goddamn while y'all put the fight on. Shit. Nigga, that's
nigga
the weed.
Get right
the
off hold. Who made that beat on hold? I wrote something to that beat. I wrote something to that beat y'all had on hold. Who do I speak to?
I put on speaker, do 5-2.
Ma'am. Put me back on hold for like 30 more seconds, please.
I'm finna do a TikTok.
I got two more bars.
Midlight, how did it sound? this nigga just
this nigga stands up, y'all. So I was like, goddamn. Shit, baby, hey, one more time.
What if, what if you can go on the app and set it for when the money hits your account? This shit just. Like, even if you in the drive-thru, like, down, set, down hit the back on the speaker, you just hit his plan. Like,
that what's up? Yeah.
Dry the fuck off.
This hard. He keeps some shit arsenal.
Like, this the shit that play when you graduate and they told you that you might not graduate.
Like during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Stop feeling I'm running Jordan titties.
I thought the mic got caught on the way. She thinks she's slick. Like, damn, I done hit
she thinks she's slick. Go try to sneak over there and feel all right and join tits. Cut it out.
Damn.
We ain't sneaking.
Bro, that shit.
Oh, no.
Damn.
That shit,
yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Humpback Chump.
You got to get on here.
Humpback
what?
Chump.
What I know.
No.
Yeah, Humpback Chump.
You saying it? Bro, y'all be just telling me to get people. Like, I just got everybody number and I know everybody.
I ain't watched the whole video. I just seen clips.
I'm on here, man. I know you can get her.
Who? Humpback Chump. Nah, so once y'all blow them up on social media, they act like they too good to come fuck with.
What they'll say, block. What the?
I mean, I was supposed to do something.
We went on QC a little bit.
Niggas be hitting you with, man, call my manager. Man, I'm not calling your manager, nigga.
He be hitting the room with him.
I'm not calling your manager. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just not a call your manager type nigga.
It's a gesture when Carlos himself reaches out, you know?
Yeah, nigga, I'm busy too.
Very busy.
Don't fucking try to Jerome bet it's me.
And you said, hey, no.
Hey, we ain't doing no pictures. I didn't answer take none. And who is we? Yeah, we're not doing no pictures this morning, dog. Okay.
Nigga, I'm trying to go to the plane.
And then, homie, you going to your plane?
I have a biscuit on me, my boy. Watch out. Hartsville Popeyes. Shout out to them. Shout out to that goddamn Popeyes. Is it Concourse C? Shout out to them. And that Chick-fil-A.
They just fill that window. They fill that little shit up with chicken. Ain't never a time ain't no chicken in that bitch. That shit going
It don't
wrong.
Matter where those Popeyes employees are in the airport. That little part don't smell like chicken.
I hate it when I get off a flight on Sunday and I'm on the concourse where the Chick-fil-A is, where you can just see all the.
I hate when I buy some Popeyes and then I get on the, and like I buy the Popeyes and then the plane start loading and then it's like, I got too much chicken to eat left on the plane. One time I don't, like if it's too many white people on the plane, I ain't gonna eat my Popeyes.
Oh, I don't eat chicken for the white people. I don't eat watermelon or none of that shit.
I do not believe in that shit.
We sneak and take pictures, I know they do that same shit.
I'm just be sitting there excited. They love it.
My daddy hate that shit. You can't even mention watermelon to him. He call it something else.
No.
I don't eat no goddamn nigga apples. I said, nigga, what the fuck? What's a nigga apple?
Nigga
My black
apples?
Daddy said that.
Nigga apples.
Nigga apples.
Damn.
Like, man, you got some shit you gotta work out. These from Publix.
This nigga Ronnie Jordan got all type of merch.
I don't.
Caveman hats. Who the silent
cable
riders,
man?
Bro?
That's the car network, man, on YouTube.
It's a car network.
Yeah. Man, that nigga's building cars and shit, old school cars.
They building shit?
Building shit from top to bottom, stripping it. But I'm doing the voiceovers for them.
I just don't know about walking around Atlanta with a hat that says silent riders.
Hilarious. it's car shit, nigga. You know you fixing your car, you don't talk about it.
Now one of my cars silent. All my car make noise, goddamn. I wonder what age do your boys turn into old nigga boy? She had to come back for them tits.
Hilarious.
She like feeling on his boobies.
Boobie! I can do him a sexual harassment charge one more time.
His wife gonna see this and be like,
who's that bitch all over your titties?
You think you slick?
These motherfuckers on display, but I'm keeping this bit.
I can't wait to put this bitch on and talk like a white man.
Listen here, pal. I don't know how blessed you are.
That's the Smokey and the Bandit, man.
I got the right shit to witness. Come on, man. Breaker 1-9. We're over here, Rubber Ducky. I hope you got your 2x4.
Ooh, I keep shit. Me a good piece on of 2x4.
I always get them MAGA people looking at me like, they like, are you? Oh, shit, that don't say veteran. Air Force? No, nigga.
Yeah, that dude look like
an Air Force. Why white people love fat black people so much?
Because they think we can sing. We've been through displaying. That's all they think we can do. You're in the choir. Fuck no, I'm not in the choir, bro. You're in the choir, man. I know it, man.
But have you noticed that white people love some fat black people?
They think we talented,
they
buddy.
Think y'all happy all the time.
They think we like cuddly, like they want to touch us. Give me a hug, man. Get in here, man. Come on, get some, man. Come on, just get inside. Get all up in it, man. Let me get some of it, man.
Why are you trying to hug you,
this nigga got a MAGA hat on. Come on, man. Don't worry about this. That's a man. That's just a man. But man, you're here, bro. He's a man, man.
Have one ever asked you to sing before?
No, but they like, man, what do you do, man? What do you do?
They love to ask you what you do.
They love it.
That's how you know you ain't somewhere they don't think you're supposed to be. Hey, man, I don't mean being your business. Well, don't be.
You kind of do mean to be in it if you're in it.
You a singer or something, man? Is that your way of asking me if I'm a rapper?
They want to do that, yeah, for sure.
What do you do? I own a media company. Yep. What type of media is it? Pornography.
Porn
not porn, is it? You fucking these hoes, man? Whatever you say, they bring it to porn, don't they? Hey, man, you fucking these hoes?
I'm an architect. It ain't porn, is it? I lay pipe.
I do a little porn. Hey, man, I'm not judging. I do a little porn myself. I do a little porn.
I'll send you a link. No.
I had a black lady one time.
Your stuff's probably a lot different from mine, though.
Your stuff's different.
When they say when you tell them you do comedy, though, that shit be the worst.
I don't tell them shit.
I don't even say it because I don't want to have the conversation. Is your stuff kind of, is it clean?
Nope.
Because I don't listen to it if it, bitch.
Well, start telling them you a Christian comedian.
Wow. No.
So they'll think we over here really living raw in the black. Be like, yeah, but most of my shows are at churches. It looks like a comedy club. It's a church, man. Are you judging my people? Don't make fun of people's religion. Hilarious. I take my shit very seriously.
Yeah, that shit be the worst.
You
I don't like talking to
when you
me.
Finna leave him after you tell him to Chris Cup. Well, let me get the fuck on up out of here.
Nigga.
I'm going to start telling people I'm a professional black man.
I like that.
Now, what do you do? Now, I make a living being a black man. what does that entail? If I got to tell you about it, you might try to do it. Mm.
They done did it.
Professional.
They done did it.
A few times.
First white dude with a fade, it was over with.
You got some dope stories.
This my nigga C-Bone. That's what's up. I got the call. I said, I can't change. Mm. It's just God telling me I need to rock his shit.
I thought you came to tell some dope stories.
Well, I got a couple, you know.
You keep some?
Like what?
Usually.
Yeah, I keep a story, though.
Like what?
It depends on
sometimes
what
sometimes he lie, though. He lied a little bit now.
No, I exaggerate.
No, I don't lie. You lie. You can tell when you lie.
Why you don't never call
what's
me out
tells? What's his tells when he lies?
Because it be a good-ass fucking lie. Hey, okay.
How does he give it away?
I know when he not lying.
How you know when he not lying?
He just keep bringing that shit up.
If he asks you twice.
Like, he for real twice. Mad about that little
if
mental
he say
health
your
shit.
Name.
That's the shit that put him on the map.
Right.
He ain't never got that kind of recognition before. Hey, my nigga, ain't you the dude from the mental health shit? I told you, nigga.
Hey, I ain't doing no autograph.
Hey, we ain't doing no pictures right now.
Right, he got anxiety, brother. What if you were somebody's breakthrough nap? What if you were somebody, like, somebody was like, hey, man. I'ma go and see what them folk talking about. You take that.
Yeah, but it just caught me off guard.
You don't appreciate nothing.
I'm saying you could have let me speak in the motherfucker.
Nah, I gave you a look.
He did. That was a good look, bro.
Ronnie, you ain't even see it.
I don't care, man. I would have took that one. See, I'd have been that bitch looking sad and shit. Look at my grades.
Repost that motherfucker.
Nah. You reposted it?
You platinum
no,
in these
I
streets,
don't repost it.
They reposted.
They reposted.
Hey, I saw you was over there with your boy.
I'm scared to ask who.
Cleo McDowell.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey,
man, what? When did it drop? It dropped soon. Coming to America, too.
Bro.
Make sure my name is Janelle. Man, you talk so much shit about me. But, nigga.
Right. We're not worthy, brother.
That's all right. He know what I'm. He already know what I'm gonna say.
I really.
Here you go. Going with the bullshit.
Nah, I appreciate y'all for recognizing that, but Los, what about me losing every 85 South Award that y'all had on the awards?
Oh, so that's what it. That, you see how you try to duck the question and go to some other shit? One by one, you and Cleo McDowell, you're trying to deflect.
Yeah, but for one, I knew he was on set that day. So I said, I'm gonna bring my shift leader shirt. And I'm gonna take, cause he was trying to take pictures the day before with, you know, the camera.
And then you hit him and you was like, we ain't doing no pictures.
Nah, I ain't say that. I just tried to act busy like I was reading some shit. I said, tomorrow, I'm gonna take my pic with his ass with the shift leader. Cause I'm thinking about my shit, right. My fan base. This nigga already made.
He stamped you.
When I took that picture with him, man, so many folks hit me like, oh my God, James Evans. Like they, you know, they know him from Good Time. Nigga, my auntie really think I'm doing shit now.
Hey, what's up?
You are
she though. Was like, you with John Amos? She done saw the picture with other people. Nigga James?
Right.
She been bragging on me to people at the church and all.
What you telling them? You a movie star.
She said I'd be with James Evans. But she kick it like we hang, but she don't know it was just
the whole time they were shooting that movie. How many times did you call me then? I'm just asking, how many days did you say, Lord, we down here on set, man? Tell me how many. Give me
Ed
a number.
Murphy out here tripping.
Give me a number.
Ed Murphy out here
how many times did you text me the address to where the movie set was?
Wow.
How many times did you FaceTime me then?
Shut up.
Dude.
I'm saying, Los.
No, I'm saying, when you start back fucking with me. When them folks stop fucking with you, you sometime, then you come on here talking about what I don't goddamn do for you. When you ever did some shit for me? I done put you on 20, 30 shows on the road. You shoot a whole goddamn movie, then shit get quiet.
It sounds bad the way you saying it like that.
Because it is. It's bad. Hey, Lo, bring Nam back on the show. I can't tell him. This nigga down there shooting a movie with Eddie Murphy and them. Oh, you the funniest nigga I know, man. Why you ain't tell Eddie Murphy that shit? Somebody who needs to fucking hear. I don't need to keep hearing the shit. Hey, Lo, when you gonna have me back? When you gonna invite me to the movie?
Okay.
Oh, so I appreciate y'all putting me on the mental health commercial. 2 million people seen that. This your mother. down there with Arsenio Hall now. Ain't even wears 85 South Show hoodie down there.
Oh, you a fucking lie. I got a picture. I got a picture in my phone in my 85 South hoodie.
By your and goddamn set. Third day on set.
Nah, it was me, Lunel, and Rodney.
Did you get some merch out?
Rodney Perry? He got one!
He have his own, though. See, that let you know who fucked with you, though.
Because Rodney got dressed at the house and he was ready to get on set when he got there. Rodney Perry won 15 belts. Am I lying, Clayton?
He got there, what, y'all? He don't belt after belt.
Belt after belt.
Man.
with the whooping.
We was too high that night. We were too goddamn high that night.
What night was it?
One night Rodney Perry did the belt joke. I ain't even gonna tell you the joke if you ain't seen it, but the shit I had you fucked up. Are we talking about this shit out of here? Fuck, man, we done had some times in these streets. Don't think I forgot them, man. All I'm saying, though.
That shit's hilarious.
You went down there and shot a whole movie by yourself.
Alone.
I just wish.
That's all right. Sometimes you gotta go alone.
I know.
Man.
I just wish I could have walked on set and seen your face. Oh, what's up, love?
Yo.
Oh my God. What you doing down here? What the fuck you mean?
I know you was gonna be.
Exactly, because you ain't telling folks about me. I guess you want to promote the movie now.
I appreciate y'all having me on that hip hop award. You was a real nigga for that shit, man.
You ain't tell them folks about me, though. Right. Guess what's gonna happen next time they call me?
What? Who gonna take my spot?
I got a nigga. I already got a nigga that wants your spot.
Hilarious.
Guess what his name is?
What?
Av Green. I'm just fucking with you, my nigga.
You got the award.
Yo, nigga, guess what you winning? Movie of the year.
Man, watch out. I'm talking about my most guest appearances.
You second.
How the fuck Clay beat me and he a part of the team?
We didn't do the voting. The fans said that.
While I went on the male guest list.
When did this turn into questioning me?
Bro, but I'm just saying, when I was like, okay, this is my time to get all the shit off my chest.
So you felt left out like you should have won something? Let me ask you this. Were you giving your best every time you was on here?
88% of the time, yeah.
You did too much. We only asked for 85. You thought you was supposed to get something extra because you went over a little bit? Hard work don't always pay off.
I'm happy to be back if that means something.
No, you ain't. I can tell. We can give you Deion Sanders trouble because he didn't want it.
Oh, yeah.
You better not get that shit to Dion.
I wouldn't do the Dion like that.
Give me that motherfucker. You got a name on it? Shit,
it is, but it's spelled wrong. They put D-I-E. D-I-E-O-N. I was like,
Dion.
Dion. I thought it was his first to kick. You said, is it Diego?
Send this shit to.
We going down, down, baby.
Dion.
Who was a part of doing the name? Like the spelling of the name and shit?
The dude who made the trophies and shit.
I was thinking Ryan.
It was Ryan People.
Yeah, but I'm saying because they probably know how to spell black names and shit.
They actually was black.
Oh, shit.
They still don't know.
Ryan owned the shop at Black Business.
Man, he overdo the shit. Like
he make me feel like I ain't doing
like
enough.
I ain't doing enough. I was like, I'm finna run by Target. What? You ain't supporting black owned business? Like, man, what the fuck?
I'm gonna get this lady. He black as hell. This nigga, one time I was eating just yams by himself.
By himself?
Like,
nigga throw dry as a motherfucker.
It was cooked, right?
Okay. Yeah, he was eating yams. I think yams.
Where you get
I bought them from a lady. She had them in a basket. It was out there in the community garden. I just dug up these yams. And I said, give me some.
I bet hey,
you know what I ain't even
said?
This is not even an episode. This is a weed episode.
Weed is old.
Yeah.
Well.
This is when an episode and weed just kind of merged together.
Okay.
You ain't even, you here as the balancer. Because you don't smoke weed. But you going to be high after this.
But you take some deep motherfucking sniffs. you be breathing. You breathe hard as fuck over there. Little smoke be going up your nose.
You need to smoke though, because you asking for awards and shit.
Nah, I fuck with the Edibles.
Nigga said, why ain't getting no award?
Nah, he won, though.
Yeah,
I
feel like another one.
Nah. Nah, I really, because I been knew about the movie shit. Once I found out you was down there and you ain't tell them folks about me, I was like, he ain't winning shit. I really tried to throw your name in a few categories just to make sure that you did lose.
What was you going to
say? Since you want the truth and shit.
Damn.
I had your name in categories that ain't have shit to do with you. Best cameraman. Best producer.
So I just was gonna lose.
Yeah, you was doomed to fail.
And you motherfuckers wanted me to come here that day.
I know, I wanted you to see yourself losing. Cause I wanted you to ask me why. So I can tell you that I knew that you was down there working on the movie. And you ain't told them folks shit about me. You ain't tell them nothing about Clayton. Ronnie Jordan don't even want to bring it up. You think that you was coming on here to front me by not winning an award? This really about us asking you, why the fuck you ain't put now one of us in Coming to America too? That's Eddie Murphy's biggest fan right there. That nigga can quote every line from Shrek 1, 2, and 3. Ronnie Jordan wanted Arsenio Hall to sign a TV guide that he done had
held on
since 1994. You down there rubbing elbows with Cleo McDowell himself.
Have you ever had a VCR?
And, oh, you know, Nav got a comedy special on Amazon and everything. Ain't asked nobody to open up or wow. I don't even know who he dropped it with.
It wasn't 85 South Media?
No!
Really?
He done went outside the family and everything.
For real?
Man, this nigga something else. And then he gonna come on here and ask me why he ain't won shit.
No.
I can see how they do shit on TV, because Los, you making it seem like what you saying is true.
Oh, this is in real life. Ain't nobody add nothing to this. Wait till the movie come out and you see his ass in the final cut. A lot of time. He got a couple scenes.
He and Zamunda.
It's one part him and Eddie Murphy sitting in the car arguing.
Hilarious.
This nigga Lose is crazy.
Ain't even brought, you could have just, that's, if you would have said that, that would have been enough. Just right. Man, that nigga Lose crazy. Who was Lose? None. You ain't even brought me up.
Like, did you play 85 South in your trailer?
Yeah, you ain't told nobody to come through
here. I had the hoodie on. I'm gonna show y'all when we finish them. I had my hoodie on all the time. Please, come on, tell the truth, Lose. Every time y'all used to see me, that's all I had.
You heard the key word that you said?
What?
Every time we used to see you.
Y'all act like I had a lot of clothes. I wore my hoodie faithfully. You had to give me another one.
You got on another nigga shit now. Talking about, oh, this my homeboy shit. See how you brought him up? Dang, all right.
Oh, God.
Got me promoting dope stores. They don't even follow us.
The nigga do.
No, I don't.
He reposts your shit all the time.
Now I ain't reposting my shit all the time. He ain't said it when I asked who.
I'm a homeboy who posts your shit all the time.
See how the story just turned to a goddamn lie.
Man.
Nigga, this is funny as hell.
Man, you know C-Bone, man.
Yep.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Guess what? I know him too, right? Guess how many hoodies he gave me? I see how this shit is.
If it mean anything, I bought it.
Wow. The storage just keep changing.
So you support it?
Run joint, make him pay for that one, then. See, he out here buying other nigga shit. Pay for that hoodie, $50. This is my homeboy shit. Herman and fuck. That mean he don't change on his partner when he get around. Motherfuckers who make moves and shit.
What is it?
Ronnie Jordan would have dropped the location. Like, you need to pull up, bro. They looking for one more nigga. You ain't tell them shit about that.
Well, when we gonna talk about what Clay doing?
We already talked about
it. Oh, shit. Well, I missed that episode.
How you gonna just try to tell on another nigga?
I don't, these new niggas, bro. Like, if
I can't even talk about myself. Bro. What are you talking about? Oh, and then you gonna fuck that nigga shit up.
Like, what's happening?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are we doing? What's that? What's that? We don't do that, guys.
I don't even know what you're talking about. These oh, you gonna let them
I'm trying to get the weed.
Then they cut that. This nigga gonna spill the motherfucking beans.
Hey, police, I know, but my nigga right there.
What are you doing? Oh, what about what Clayton doing? What are you
Clay,
doing?
All that gas.
Oh,
you
so,
got
so
on
you ain't working on the David Ruffin box. Clayton about to be David Ruffin.
He doing the Smokey Robinson store.
Hey.
I thought it was the weekend.
Hey. Nigga said I look like I kidnapped bitches in time to train track.
Hey man, a fatal attraction episode.
Hey, I'm glad you did bring that shit up though, cause Clayton is gonna act like we ain't see him performing at the Super Bowl.
That was late.
Yeah, he was there. He was one of them niggas. He was in there with him. I was the nigga holding the camera when the weekend was coming with the nigga. That was me.
Hey, man, I'm going to listen to that one song the whole way home. What's the name of that bitch?
Every song about cocaine.
What's that one? He was singing his ass off on that bitch.
I couldn't watch that shit.
But every song about cocaine.
I'm going to sit there till I find it. That nigga got some heat, though, man. We talked some good shit.
Yeah.
Drugs and hoes.
That's all right, man.
And the fucked up part is like, this was the basic weekend song is about. Some drugs and some hoes and how he was already sad before he got over the whole house from doing the drugs. And the only reason he was sad is because he ran out of drugs.
And the only reason he over there is because he was on the drug.
And he tried to make it seem like she just as high as him. So he trying to get high enough to go over there to be around her because they mm-hmm. both high. But in the morning, they both going to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
But he always seemed to have a flight to catch in the morning.
I only fuck you when it's half past five.
And the flight leaving like late or early, it depends on how you look at it.
I got a flight in the morning.
So you catching the first one up.
Yeah. And the hills have eyes.
With a Michael Jackson twist to it.
And like when you get
a
loft.
He's got like a sprinkle of MJ on
it. He's the coldest nigga to ever do like any kind of Michael Jackson inspired anything.
What if he's like Joe Jackson's side chick's kid's grandchild?
What if he's actually Michael's real son?
I can see that.
That could happen.
What can he move from? Can he?
He didn't acquire his mama white.
Check this out.
His mama white, he can't do it.
So Michael. So Billie Jean, his mama. So that's why Billie Mike Jean? Was like, the kid is not my son. But guess when Mike used to come get him?
On the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Wow. Yep.
And you dropped there that shit go. In Black History Month.
Boy.
But one time he went to the this... party next door, so is that his kid too?
Come on.
That
man.
Might be his kid so you... too.
Nah. Because the you know, because there was blood on the dance floor that night.
It was.
Mike was a cold nigga, man.
Ever since Dallas Austin said that shit, I done wanted to try to find any type of Michael Jackson shit to just watch to see what he was doing. People kept sending me that clip. You remember when they was playing that video of Mike at the Super Bowl? And then nigga jumped up through the screen and yep. he was on top of that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was popping up on different ones. You ain't know which one
nigga,
was
I had. I remember when Moonwalker was new. Nigga.
Motherfucker popped out on your dog ass. Yeah. Motherfuckers just yell for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
Or some ignorant shit.
Bro, we really
motherfuckers just hollered.
And he
remember
your
when Dallas was, well, when he was talking about how that motherfucker was showing him them tapes and him in other countries and be 300,000 people screaming. Go back and watch some of that shit. You'll be laughing your ass off. My God! My God!
Grown men crying.
Oh, nah,
my
watch,
God!
We used to watch Michael Jackson and Booker.
My God!
In different languages.
What the motherfucker crying.
You make
it. Oh, yeah.
Miguel!
Yeah, French dude sing a smooth criminal.
My God, Cristo! My God, Cristo! My God, Cristo!
And then they pass out, and then they pass them back.
Man, you see Michael Jackson, your whole family out there crying. Your mama, your daddy, and your little sister. Everybody crying. My God!
Like, daddy? I know, man. ABC, nigga.
I just be wondering what be their favorite Michael song that make them cry like.
Nigga, all of them.
All of them. It's everything.
But what if
it's
that was too much? Yeah. What if that was his shit? Like, if it don't matter who you are, like, if you around this nigga long enough, he got one song that's guaranteed to make you cry. Mm. One song that can make everybody in the world cry.
Oh. Gotta be that song off Free
You remember
Willy.
When that nigga did that song for the Free Willy soundtrack?
That's it.
Hold me. That shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga sung that with a whale, nigga.
That
nigga had a
that whale. That shit'll make you share the tip.
He had every type of child in the world on the video with him. Like, every, like one kid. Like, send me one child of all of you guys races. All of them.
That's crazy.
How you order every kid?
Shit, that's called human trafficking. And that shit is, apparently.
It's Michael Jackson, though. People used to give him kids.
You can't give your kid.
Like, yes, you can.
No. They did. You know they're going to be taken care of.
No, you don't.
Wow.
They were out of necessity.
No, bro, it's literally video footage of people running up to Michael's car trying to give him kid. Like, baby, my God, my God.
Give me another
my
one. Give
my God, my God. His name is my God. Michael, please stop.
Baby,
that's he yours. As hell, nigga. That's why he came out the kid.
The best thing
son.
About that accent is can't nobody get mad because you're not sure exactly what country that is. But whatever country that is, they talk exactly like right. That. My God, my God, Michael Cristo, Michael Cristo.
This a nigga slamming his laptop right now.
Disrespect. I thought these guys were cool. This guy. This guy, Carlos.
Oh,
Carlos.
People be Carlos, you said funny joke type. You think it's joke type. Everything
nah, that shit ain't got serious now. Right. Now, look, listen, they're everything not for funny. Everything not for funny. I used to love this guy so much.
No more Michael, please.
I like Chico. He's nice.
He's nice.
That's how I know.
Now it sounds like where he where's cold at. I'm like, where is he located?
How you know a nigga be in their feelings in the comment section? Chico, where's Chico? He's nice. I like him. Carlos a dick bag.
Dick bag.
My God. My God.
Hey, Flo, you know the funniest shit?
What?
Motherfucker asked you for some shit and you retweeted saying no.
What they ask you?
They made them say LOL and man, like, Flo, can you send me $250?
Man, they be in my deal with the long story. I'd be like,
fuck that.
Just a simple no.
No. I'm not doing that. Bro, I'm grown as fuck. I'm not doing none of that.
They try to pull me in at first. Bad Boys of Comedy, right? So my daughter. Oh, God damn it. Mm-hmm.
Give you a song.
Like, yeah, she need a kidney. She need like
you gotta help the kids. I only help the kids that's when it's right. Legit.
Because
like everybody got a sad story. And yeah, they really be, I don't know where they be basing these asking, wants, and requests from. One lady for real hit me up and said that I need to send her $13,000.
God damn.
So she can ride through the desert.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Holistic medicine.
Yeah.
You, yourself?
Yeah.
Nobody else?
One dude said he need $25,000 so he can start a trucking company.
These niggas asked for a big money.
He said that all he need is for me to give him $25,000 so he can start his trucking company to make his dream come true. I need to give him some money so to make his dream.
So niggas
dream.
Is asking for dreams?
Right.
How this shit was going to reciprocate back to you?
So I need to go out here and strive to be a good person.
Right.
And then not only strive, to be responsible enough to have leisurely cash to fulfill other people's dreams.
You just fuck you. Damn all
fuck what
family.
I got going on
damn
in
all
life,
your family
my hopes and dreams and aspirations. I need to stop what I'm doing to give somebody else the opportunities to pursue their dream. And the only reason that they're not pursuing it and they're not successful is because of me. I'm the motherfucker holding a nigga back from their dream.
Nigga, it's so many niggas in niggas' family. You got to get a nephew who rap money before you give another nigga money. Like, come on, bro. Mm-mm. You gotta give him some money before you get a nigga who.
No, fuck my family. And who need dental work?
Stop. Right, nigga.
And surgery.
Some real
What's
shit.
What's wrong with you?
Niggas is crazy.
What about my little cross-eyed head cuz? You think you the only, they think they the only people who get,
we're
you
proud.
Think you, I'm like you, like you're not the only motherfucker with some bullshit ass ideas.
Right. Better get your OnlyFans, my boy.
Who?
Them niggas who need the money.
But that's what I'm
get
saying.
Like, get something going first. Like, can you get do a
no,
Kickstarter?
No, it don't work like that.
No, get somebody to pay you.
Some people think that they actually supposed to be supplied and given chances to fuck off.
Do it like Shark Tank.
At the expense of other people.
The Carlos Shark Tank.
Yeah, you got 25,000. People
got
to come.
No, you
got
to make a business with 25,000.
See, that's the type of shit that they be doing to try to save. They be like, bro, if you put 25,000 up and then do it like Shark Tank.
Yeah, do exactly like Shark Tank.
Because everybody that you don't pick going to be like, well, hell, we feel like, shit, you should just give us some money and invest in us as a group. You can't win in that situation. Because everybody who lost after that, now guess what their story changed to?
What?
I should have won that bitch.
My idea.
But then they could get a spinoff show.
They ain't going to give a fuck about that. They're going to be like, he could have picked me.
That's the name of their show.
You can sit there and be like, look, I'm not the one picking. We're going to put this shit out for everybody else. No, man, he could have picked me.
That's what it is. The thing is, motherfuckers could still do it.
What?
Whatever the fuck their idea was, just do your motherfucking idea.
Yeah, because that's how people on Shark Tank did
it. It'd be better if we did it from ideas that's already made it, nigga. What the fuck have you come out with?
I don't know.
Motherfuckers be having trying to experience. Fuck out of here. Do some work. Work ends.
Sometimes if you don't win, that don't mean you lost.
If you don't win?
Yeah, because shit, Mulatto was on that rap show. Look at her. She winning.
No, she won.
No, she didn't.
Mm-mm. Eventually.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I'm trying to
write. Scheme of things.
That's what I'm trying to
say. That's the lesson.
Yeah, anybody can
do that
with their life.
Stick to it, nigga. Shit.
I can take where I am now and be like, yeah, I won, nigga. But I lost along the way.
Yeah,
like,
you got to take some losses.
Right.
You will.
I was just trying to make
this. What is this, a package about losing?
That's a pamphlet for your Shark Tank. How niggas sign up. That's the application.
What is that?
But that's the thing about, you know, being talent. It's hard to judge talent, because you never know. Somebody might have saw you lose, and they liked the way that you handle yourself, and they're like, you can't deny a superstar, man. Everybody with talent ain't a star. Some motherfuckers, that shit just hit different when they do it.
That shit there.
For sure.
Yeah, there you go.
That shit,
what does the packet say?
Huh?
What does the packet say? Why the front look like an FBI document?
That's because.
What kind of shit is being passed, man? Are we doing espionage, nigga? Are we secret agents around this bitch? You're not telling me, bitch?
Yeah.
Is that why Joe is always looking different with his hairstyle?
Yeah.
This motherfucker has
no, the first page, the first page on our special bulletin is actually some comments from the comment section.
Oh my goodness, this shit
is
redacted. Redacted.
Yeah, so people love when we read comments on the show.
Come on, man.
What's that, bro?
And then we got tired of trying to figure out, you know, who said what. So a lot of these just random ass comments. You get what I'm saying? So this is, I guess these are comments from the Slink episode. This nigga said, Slink dressed like he about to give his life to Christ for the third time. You ain't shit, Chris. CJ Williams said, Slink was born the same year Rosa Parks said, nah, that's Black history. Nigga said, Slink dressed like he dropping off the last child support check. Mother said, this episode should have been named Pastor Carlos Talks to Jesus. That would have been hard. And this podcast, that podcast was for everybody who knows Jesus is Black for real. Oh, check this out now, since you think we're so local. Hey, Carlos, I'm living in Cambodia. Listen, everybody watch this shit. Let me pause for a minute right quick.
Wow.
You mean to tell me my Cambodian niggas is out there watching this shit? Clayton.
Cambodians?
Clayton.
What come on, man. Cambodian.
Clayton.
Carlos!
Make it! Make it, please, sir!
Please, sir! Carlos, just kiss the baby.
Hold up, wait a minute. Ryan, you heard this?
Cambodians.
The Cambodians!
Come on, man. It.
He said, that's a whole nother demographic.
I hope they eating some sugar cane while they listening to this shit. And they cutting it fast.
They might the dudes on YouTube to be building like the whole house.
Yeah.
In the dirt.
It is. They be doing the thumbs up to
Cambodia.
Shout out to all my Cambodian niggas. Y'all.
One time for Cambodia.
We need more than Freeman in the trap one time. That'd be hard. I said it.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, let him narrow.
Running Jordan, you all right? Don't let the weed defeat you, my nigga.
It's not gonna defeat me, bro. Put it where it goes, man.
Oh, my nigga, you need water?
Are
you
good, bro?
Yeah, they gonna put you in the commercial. Don't drink the water. They gonna put you in the commercial.
You two can walk a day. Yeah, fuck it.
That weight loss challenge. Carlos fights obesity. Are you struggling?
I take that as a win. Fuck it.
This podcast is for everybody who live by a gas station that sell fried chicken and gizzards.
Oh, that's Mississippi shit there.
Oh! We got another one. This one even doper than Cambodia.
Oh, hold up, J.O.N.
This shit say, even us indigenous people watch this show, Love. Love from the Pacific Northwest nations and tribes.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Bro, I stumbled because the last part caught me off guard.
Wow.
I saw the nations, but out tribes.
Yeah. They got Indian reservations. I mean, indigenous.
You got to say that correctly.
They can do what they want. They can fish as much as they want. They'll catch you a fresh motherfucking salmon out the goddamn river. And
I'm
going
to take
me
a second just to fish talk some shit for my indigenous niggas.
Come on, man.
One time for them.
I went out to the casino out there. They were showing love.
What they smoking on out there, bro?
Who came out there?
I came out there, I did like this little weed show with this dude.
Where?
And it's outside Seattle.
I went to the indigenous spot too.
It was a casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Connecticut.
Nah, I ain't been to that one.
Yeah, I went to that one. Yeah, they got some dope ass folks out there.
It's dope.
Indigenous people fucking with us the long way.
We gotta do one of them.
Bruh. Drop I wonder in. If my niggas in the jungle is listening to this shit. They did say Cambodia. It's a lot of jungles in Cambodia. My Cambodian niggas, take this shit to the jungle.
That's what's up. Just play it.
No Bluetooth. The jungle. Take a Bluetooth, and I'm talking about a speaker. My niggas in the jungle need to hear this shit.
That's what's up.
Play I want the people who live in them tree houses to hear this shit. Somebody take this shit up there to them tree houses.
Hard.
Oh.
You gotta get a good one after that one, bro.
This motherfucker said Carlos the only nigga I seen that can be high and still keep his composure.
Keep your composure.
My niggas, man, my indigenous niggas, my niggas, the natives, the natives and the tribes.
Natives, tribes, Cambodians.
They said it in a way to let me know that these are not the same folks.
Right.
No, it's watching.
What happened?
Ain't much of shit
that hit
the
ground. Man, that ain't nothing but some old money I'm going to wash my clothes with.
Yeah, to me.
I need that little few dollars so I can get some quarters.
For what?
Nigga tell a whole lie.
You got a pocket full of hundreds.
I don't even accept change no more.
Stop telling people that shit, man.
Damn, boy, that's hilarious.
You're so reckless.
I had to let niggas know it. You couldn't get
no, because you tried to make it seem like I got a whole lot of shit and I ain't gave nobody shit. And you got a whole movie coming out. You think I let that shit ride, man? If it was me, I would have damn sure told him, man, my nigga Nav, he'll be great for one of these roles. Y'all got a cooking. He the chef leader. I bullshit you not.
I couldn't fuck
no,
up.
No, gonna be,
bro.
No, bro.
I don't have, I couldn't fuck up.
No, you wanted to go solo.
No, I did.
I feel I just be trying not to get fired. That's what you be at that bitch. All right, hold on. But you could have said something.
Nigga, I was acting like the help. All
right. You was doing extra jobs and shit?
Nigga, trash following the floor. I'm picking shit up.
This nigga carrying motherfucking clothes and shit. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Nick. I forgot I was telling. They were like, talent good. I was like, shit, fuck that.
I know.
I ain't good. I'm gonna this make shit, sure I'm good.
I'm reading this shit, right? This is just all the shit that didn't happen then. This shit say, Lil Nas X shows off his new breasts on IG. I saw that shit.
You saw him show it off?
No, I oh. saw that shit. Goddamn, I didn't click on it.
I'll take their word for it.
Right, I didn't, you don't click on that.
What happened to his own?
I don't know. Now the nigga posted some shit on social media. You see? Yeah, boy, bought some titties.
Oh, man.
And this nigga really bought some titties? Or he was just fucking
around? Man, that shit clickbait as fuck.
I don't know.
He's trolling the world, bro.
Hey, man, whatever the fuck that is, that shit funny.
So he's a literal nigga with titties?
No, I don't know. I don't know. We don't know if it's, I don't know if this shit real.
Joe named the episode that.
Nigga with titties. Yeah, Joe love that nigga.
You just see me and Randy.
Stop it.
Hey, nigga, we have to see the shit.
But why?
Stop it.
You can't let that kind of.
People, man.
How you let that in your spirit like that? You can't.
You gotta he walked over with the titties
you off. You have to be asked, like somebody.
Ain't nobody asking for shit. Ain't nobody saying, I wonder what it looked like. He just come with a computer full of nigga titties.
Bro, that shit is funny as hell.
That's how some of them girls look when they cut their
real
head off.
Real talk, Lose, y'all could get sued for some shit like that. He can't just show a nigga that shit.
That between you and him.
He been sued.
Yeah, he worked with a company.
The stress.
Shit, sexual harassment.
Pain. Limited liability.
Sexual harassment. Unwanted foreseen gestures.
Oh, he went to the. He did the seminar. You sat in and watched the Zoom. Yeah.
No, fuck around and catch an intimidation charge.
Clay, you saw the screen?
No. Yeah. I'm trying to undo the shit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Nobody wanted to.
Like, bro, he didn't have one picture. This nigga made his own collage.
It's a screensaver.
Man, it's like 10 different photos and then shit spinning like a nigga.
Now I've got to see these titties on the side.
These tabs. Nigga, what is all these tabs?
He was getting
all the tabs? Bro, how he pulled that shit up that quick?
He was getting a mouse pad made with that shit, man. On it, nigga. He was
go to another subject.
This could be my mouse pad, bro.
Oh, this no, crazy as fuck.
All that out.
You think
that's why that shit was blacked out?
Yeah.
No, you on think that this shit get crazy?
Oh,
no, did it suing Sean John?
But how?
Because they use his image and likeness and his persona without his permission.
How? What?
Bro, you know shit fucked up when Diddy got to sue Sean. That's crazy.
If that ain't fraud, I don't know what is. That like
no, everybody fraud. Named in the lawsuit is Puffy in the lawsuit, Brother Love,
it's them Diddy. Spider-Man's pointing at each other.
What is happening?
Well, whatever. Apparently he sold the company or some shit, but he got to sue him.
Lose, you can do that shit.
No, I can't. I'm not suing nobody.
Sue yourself.
Yeah, sue yourself, nigga.
Sue yourself. I can't believe me, Your Honor. No. I'm out of control.
No, when she get to the point where you gotta get, I'm like, man, fuck that, man. Police ass nigga. What type of nigga gotta call the police and tell on the nigga?
You gotta go with the train, right, man. Yeah. What the fuck I'm doing on my shirt?
You see? Hey, you remember when I told y'all I had them motherfucking knockoff Jordans with the Barack Obama on the bitch?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Barack Obama got some Nikes for real now, and they selling for $25,000. And guess what they didn't do? Ain't nobody called and told me shit.
Wow.
If it wasn't for me believing in them motherfuckers way back then.
You was gonna call
when they dropped, they was only for him, they was a player edition. Like, I think.
One of them sneakerheads got a pair. One of them, the mayor or somebody.
I won't never be around motherfucker,
$25,000. I'm gonna fuck around and get me some, because I'm tired of people treating me like I'm not capable. I'll buy me a pair of them bitches. And wear them. And won't even lace them. Like these. Yeah. Give a fuck.
Where you gonna wear the Barack Nikes to? Just
inauguration.
Kicking it?
It's inauguration.
No, man, I have to meet Barack to buy them bitches. I'll buy them, though. I don't know where the fuck you wear them to.
You gotta have them.
What would you wear
them
to?
If you get them, you gotta sign them. The meeting gotta be a part of the whole transaction.
He gotta notice, nigga.
Well, like, I'll wear them to the BET Awards.
You got my shit on, nigga? What?
Look at there.
How'd you get those? How'd you get them?
There you go.
Those are fake.
Los came in there? he had on shoes. Show. Look at the shoes. Those are shoes, right? Yeah. Give them here, I'll sign them.
What silhouette
you
want?
Give me outside them.
These bitches was $25,000. You not saying the shit.
Did they say what they look like?
What? You saying the box.
You gonna bring the box? You gotta remember to bring the box.
If I paid $25,000, I'm taking the box everywhere.
You had a box on you?
Yeah.
In a lock box.
What?
Keep the box locked box. On?
Like, nah, it wasn't the rolling
I wouldn't
boom
do
bag.
That shit. It's too much other shit that I want that's way in front
the
of
the most you spend on shoes.
The most?
The most you would spend on shoes.
Two racks.
That's it. That's the cat. So you're not going to be
me,
like.
The most I have spent on.
Like on no collector shit. I'm talking about like, yeah, nigga, James Brown wore it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Oh, okay. On some other shit. For me personally.
Like even if it's sneakers though, yeah. The craziest shit. The limit. The cap.
For any kind of shoe, like designer, no more than, I think three should be the max. The most I would ever spend on some, any type of shit like that, that'll be my stopping point.
$3,000?
Yeah. You.
Shit.
You bought a bitch a TV?
A rack, nigga. And that shit better come with some guaranteed pussy.
It ain't. Don't buy it. Trust me.
Shit, I'm gonna stick to my little 200.
I'm telling you, don't do it.
Yeah, man. Bro.
It's the same hoes. Whether you got socks or shoes on, it's the same hoes.
Cause this a nigga barefooted and just.
Then he was giving a long country dick to
Adidas flip flops.
He don't even own no shoe.
Yeah, he ain't got no shoe.
That nigga ain't got
hole
no.
Hole in his sock.
He wear goddamn Dunk Man. That nigga wear them Shaq shits.
Hey, well he might wear the team joints. Fucking the shit out of that bitch.
Knocking her off.
Right.
She requested.
He done pulled up in the Balenciagas and
he wear them Richard Hamilton Jordans.
Them women don't be respecting them thick ass shoes though, man.
Women don't really give a fuck as long as they clean.
Thick. Them thick.
That's
pants,
the thing
man.
About it though. It's like you can't say women.
Yeah.
Because it's all kind of women that'll fuck
right.
with.
They do like that shit.
Yeah, they'll fuck with you at any point in life. It just depends on where you at in life or what type of woman.
And what she at in life.
And what type of woman that is going
to
be.
What they paying attention to, what the, man. Shit.
Right.
It don't stop.
It don't. So whatever.
Please tell them.
Yeah, you know. There's a lot of niggas out here. There's a lot of ugly niggas who got some beautiful women. And then there's just a lot of ugly people in the middle fucking around. And then there's some. Can't never speak for nobody universally because everything don't apply to everybody.
Have y'all ever stared when you see a mismatched couple? Like,
that ain't none of my motherfucking business. But sometimes it do be kind of funny. To like, you ever be out and then you be like, who is fucking these people? Like, that lady be at Walmart. Like, anytime you go to Walmart, it's one big ass lady riding around in a little scooter.
Oh man,
what's some kids behind it like somebody knocking her off.
Nigga, the buggy full and her little cart full.
Yeah, but he's smart enough not to be in there with her.
Nah, he'd be just far behind.
Man, he'd be at the house because he's slick embarrassed of what he's doing. because he know he wrong for hitting that lady in that scooter.
He fucking that
I seen both of them in the car before.
In the
together?
Car? Two, like a couple, like a...
Oh, he got his, she got hers.
Them some big ass baskets. They wasn't getting like, that much shit.
Oh, man, nah.
I'm like, y'all, this
two
this.
Baskets full?
Yeah, they had just got in there. But I was just like, look at this shit. That's, and I just left out of Walmart.
That probably was 1 week worth.
1 week worth of shit?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nigga, that shit probably wasn't going to make it all the way to the register.
Man, but everywhere you go, you see people who be fucking with each other. Go to the fucking CVS. See them old ass couples in there buying shoes, them soft shoes. And them walking with the tennis balls.
CVS
on
shoes?
And shit.
No.
We got to be the longest.
Did you know that they sell them tennis ball walkers by themselves? Like them walk the tennis balls and that? They sell them individually. I seen some of them bitches.
They already got tennis balls on them.
Mm-mm.
No, it's the tennis
balls.
They sell
balls the tennis balls
that
go. Cut already, so you don't have to cut them.
Yeah.
Because old people so irresponsible.
Shit, if you old, you supposed to know how to do all that shit at this point. You shouldn't be fucking up.
But it ain't really no nice way to ask. And then you got to kind of be specific. Like,
right.
Hey, grandson, do me a favor.
Arthritis.
Cut me up. I need you to make a small X in the tennis ball. It need to be big enough that it open up, but small enough no. Where it won't rip the tennis ball.
And then I'm just going to drop it down in there.
Oh, hell. You done cut all my tennis balls.
I ain't say cut it in half.
Once I'm done, you got to do what you got.
Nah, I got an odd amount. I can only put three on here. Shit.
Act like you can't do shit I asked you to do.
Well, let it be that goddamn game.
Well, do what you goddamn said. But I would, right. But my hands shake. Let it be that game.
They going to make that game the thing.
When you got a little showcase at your rap damn. Shit, I'm up there. Nigga.
One day we're going to be sitting around and we're going to all have them shoes with the two Velcro straps on.
My God forbid, no.
You ain't never going to wear them?
Bro, they going to make old folks Nikes where it's yeah, the, look it's like laces, but it's really the strap.
One strap?
No, that, fuck it. On one of these episodes, I'm just going to get me some of them Velcro shoes.
Yeah, fuck no.
I am.
You going to have football strap? Yeah, nigga, yeah. My uncle used to wear them shoes with church socks. That shit used to get
that's
me so fucking mad.
That's what I'm going to wear them with.
No, bro.
That's like
and he had
them
pulled up. That nigga might have some. He might have some khaki
he
shorts on.
He got the Wayne Williams look? No.
Bro, he had some khaki no shorts on. I said, man, I never want to get 62.
That was like a,
oh, man.
That's like an early 80s Atlanta signal, like, dog, oh, bro.
Thin-ass church song.
Bro. They get the fuck out
and
of that
shit. He ain't had no ripple around the top or nothing. It was just, like, you don't, like uh-huh. One of them was higher than the other.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to buy some, and I'm going to blow them bitches up. That'll be so hard. Nigga just make
all
them.
Black.
Bro, I wonder if us as niggas could run the price of them Walmart, like, yeah. Run
they
the
do, the Air Monarch. Spice Adam
no,
did that shit.
No, not the Air Monarch. I'm talking about the Walmart ones that come clasped together.
The non-slip manager shits?
I wonder how long it'll take niggas to run the price of them up to $100.
That's a 2 months max.
Like GameStop?
Yeah, nigga, I'm saying stupid. Like, we just, like, it don't matter where you go, Walmart ain't got them bitches nowhere. Like,
we bought them all. Riding.
Exactly.
I bet you can't get a pair.
All the rapper got
them on eBay. You see them on eBay.
Them bitches be on eBay. They be on StockX for $235.
But you see a nigga would want to buy his ear shit. Like, nigga, we out here, we ain't slipping on no grief, boy.
That how them niggas did Dickies back in the day. You couldn't find Dickies nowhere, bro.
Nigga can't never catch us slipping, goddamn. We got a no slip.
Niggas were getting the Dickies shoes, too.
I had to stop reading the comments, because this one lady was like, I ain't never smoked weed in my life, but the way y'all be smoking on there make me want to smoke.
Oh, she ready to fuck.
I know.
That's a good
one. And she's lying.
She's lying, too.
Right.
I ain't never smoked weed in my life. They be flirting.
Probably was smoking
they be
right
flirting
here.
In the comments.
Typing and smoking.
My mother-in-law be acting like she a smoker. She be like,
I'm just scared there's going to be a lady in the comments and be like, I have a very rare 1969 cherry red SS Camaro. And I only give it to Carlos. Now I got to go find this motherfucker. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm going to Oregon.
Oregon.
Oh,
you going looking low.
That was the voice, yeah. though? That's what you heard?
Yeah.
She smoked cigarettes.
Yeah. No, ever since the divorce.
It's in pristine condition.
Exactly.
What are the key words that'll be like, I gotta go really see? You know how they got them description words?
Rare muscle car. That's all they gotta say. Because there's a lot of women got some shit just at their house that they ain't never gonna do shit with.
I saw a show, Barry White wife got all his shit still. Like, her shit still nice. She gonna get it fixed up in there.
Who?
Barry White's widow.
Barry White was a cold nigga.
Bruh. This nigga had an orchestra on Soul Train.
Okay.
Cold shit.
How y'all feel about the Super Bowl?
I feel like a jackass.
You bet against Tom Brady.
And I said it when I was doing it. I said, niggas say don't bet against him, but lock me
didn't
in.
I tell you that? I told you that, didn't I? That was my exact words. You don't, there's two things
you told me to stop gambling.
I did. There's two things you don't never bet against.
So he gives you nothing but great advice and you didn't tell Eddie Murphy? Okay. Damn, boy.
You don't never bet against Alabama Crimson Tide and motherfucking Tom Brady. I'm just saying.
Tom Brady didn't even look sweaty at the Super Bowl.
He,
like,
he wasn't even tired, bro.
Yeah, he was just like, what are we doing after this, bro?
He was so well rested that he got toe up with his teammates.
Man, you saw how drunk that nigga was? They said
sloppy.
He was walking to...
Boy, they shout out to Pat Mahomes.
He was so drunk, you saw the dude holding him up.
That was Tom Brady's real cousin.
Yeah,
damn. That he took Patrick, a beat, bro.
That was his real cousin holding him up. And you ever be so drunk, you had to have a close family member come get you?
Because he know you and shit?
That cousin that's 2 years older than you, bro. You tripping. Tom, your kids out here and everything. And you driving the boat, my nigga, you doing way too much.
That nigga threw the trophy across the boat.
Grunk told him to. They both was drunk. And then you and white boys get white boy drunk.
Hey, you know, them niggas looking like,
this happened. Bro!
Hey, y'all niggas
throw me the trophy!
We got a lot of these. Fuck it, man. Dude, I got a bunch of these, bro.
But if we fucking, if it falls, we get another one.
Get NFL, fucking bro. Win, man. I got this win.
They better fucking give us another one.
We'll be better for it.
My foot get drunk, they pouring beer all on it. One, two.
Right.
Dude, you fucking caught it. You better catch it, bro.
That nigga Mike Evans was looking like, buddy, these niggas tripping, boy. These niggas had too much to drink, boy.
It was wild. Yeah, they had to shut the party down at 3:30. They were like, bro, cut this off. Cut everybody off. They've been drinking since 6 o'clock this morning.
See why I don't hang with these niggas, boy? They do crazy shit all the time.
That's because they rich as hell. They can do that.
Right.
You know, all the niggas on the team were like, boy, that boy Tom. Boy, crazy. Boy, you saw he threw that bitch.
Bro, you see Brady without his jersey, like on a regular outfit, you like, man, ain't no way that nigga done won 7 Super Bowls, man.
Tom Brady run.
That nigga look like Ashton Kutcher when he was walking through. Yeah. Like,
Tom Brady run like his feet don't bend.
He run?
No. And still winning.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, a Kansas City coach, you need to cuss their ass out. How the fuck y'all losing to a motherfucker who ain't ran?
And Patrick Mahomes was getting them goddamn crazy ass those off.
Man, that nigga.
And them motherfuckers, he kept hitting people in the face with the ball.
But he was hitting them directly in the face. That dog, he hit the target.
That nigga was throwing like that.
He was hitting them niggas directly in the head.
Hey, it's hard as fuck to make shit happen when you on the run.
Bro.
Man, he would get, and I said, damn, that was your shot right there. Yeah, about two of that was your shot right there.
Don't act like he didn't have a dog ass year too.
Yeah.
Oh, he balled up. That's why I bet it with him. Shit.
You're going to stop. You're going to learn one day. Everything you doing ain't even in the motherfucking right. That's what you get for being selfish. You see how God don't like ugly shit?
Mm.
You tried to go down there and be successful by yourself. I ain't told him about nobody. This is Eddie Murphy we talking about.
Los, what about that time I called
ain't
you?
Ain't no what about no, no. time you called me.
No what I said about come be in Mesquite. And you
your skit ain't coming to America.
I said, I'm going to do this skit.
How many niggas was in that skit?
Eddie Murphy wasn't there.
No, you don't understand what a star is. He talking about, come be in my skit. He got four other niggas in that motherfucker. You not about to make me prove myself.
I've been knowing you way longer. I'll never ask you to be in the skit.
Man, with some more niggas.
Dude, Los, could you please be in my skit?
Yeah, man. He down there with Eddie Murphy. He ain't say come be in my movie.
But Los will make you feel like you can call and ask him that. Because Los be like, bro, anytime you need me, let me know.
I don't say shit
for a skit, though?
I don't say shit like that.
Well, you gave me the assumption. You like, nigga, I'm here for you. Like, you like, nigga, I want to see you win. So you ain't tell me you want to see me win?
Not like that. Nope, not like that. That's not how you win.
Like a skit during the pandemic?
Like I think it was pre-pandemic.
Man, let me quit bullshit, because niggas, you know, motherfuckers on the internet,
yeah, they go crazy.
Those really ain't shit for hating on them. Like, they, I mean, they partners, you supposed to really give your partner props for being in the movie. Yeah,
they know you bullshit.
I am, but I ain't. You could have told them folks that we was over. I'm just saying, it was me, Ronnie, Joy, and Clay. Man. We had already like discussed it kind of before you got here.
Bro, niggas had said so much. They were like, it's dope how 85 South put Nav on the Hip Hop Award. And I was like, yeah, that's some real ass news.
Uh-huh. But that was to the dude who drove you up there. He ain't have shit to do with really nothing that could have. He ain't shit he could have really did with none of that information.
I kept my hoodie on, though.
That one day, you was on set for 3 weeks, one day.
Man, I kept that motherfucker.
And you got a bunch of 85 hoodies.
Y'all start giving me the shit.
You was on set for 3 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks and 3 days.
2 weeks and 3 days?
That's, can't count the weekend.
No, that's, hey, when SAG do the paper roll accounting, he gonna get what? Come on, man.
Oh, he's gonna get residual. What you talking about?
Oh, he in a movie. He a movie star. Yeah, this really his episode. We just in it.
Right.
We were just trying to let people know that NAF has graduated to bigger and better things. So it ain't no need to ask me no
more. Don't
get all in the comments. We in NAF coming back. I'm not the one who changed.
Congratulations, brother. Shit, this
I thought this was the show I get my damn award, so I gotta come back now.
Did I see you on the trailer? In the 85 South Show Award.
If you slow that motherfucker down.
These niggas show a change up on you.
You gotta slow that motherfucker down and you gotta blow it up. And I made the trailer.
Clayton, in the trailer?
You was in it, bro.
What they put in the trailer?
Oh man.
But nigga, I wasn't supposed to be. I was just at the right
spot.
That's
what sell the movie. That's what made give it that little you want to see it.
I ain't even gonna act like I seen it.
I saw it. He's in it.
Oh, you saw it already?
I saw the trailer. I saw
it. I'm probably gonna skip his part.
Damn, Lo, come on, man.
That's real shit.
Lo, I want you to hit me and say you're proud of it.
I'm not. I'm keeping it 1,000. First time I watch this shit, I ain't even gonna see your part.
Damn.
Go ahead and watch it, man.
No.
Don't tell him you watched it. Act like you didn't, but watch it.
Clay, but this the same nigga told me, like, we setting this up for you to lunch off. You can't just keep coming on here.
Who said lunch
off? Him, and then when I try to lunch off.
You can tell when a nigga making up with shit.
Right. I said lunch off.
You know, goddamn. So, all right, what I'ma do is.
Rocket emoji.
I'ma lift you up just enough for you to launch off.
Like this.
And then you do your own shit and you'll never come back here no more. And do
that's
shit.
Like, that's like basically kicked it.
Amen.
Really? Don't show no more nothing.
That ain't him. He tried to fuck out you that time.
That's me.
Man, that's a loaf of bread. Him, stop it.
That ain't now, bro. Who is that?
And that me standing next to Rodney Perry.
Man, that ain't him.
Mm-mm. That's not
now,
bad.
That's the best thing you done ever brought over here and showed me. Because I ain't get a good picture like that.
Delete. Thanks.
Delete.
Why you got pink pajamas on?
Nah, it was a linen suit.
A linen suit.
So you just out here wearing pink linen.
Salmon.
I see how you got in the movie.
You showed up with the linen?
It was part of the wardrobe.
It was your own shit.
Can you talk about
Nothing?
No, shit, why not?
Not on here, you nut.
Oh.
Hey, that's enough for him, bro. Go
hey, show Clay, Ron. Show Clay.
Don't show shit.
Boy, who is that? That's not, they got
that's a black youngster. They got a nigga to play you.
Black youngster. See, I ain't come over here. I ain't come for this shit.
They got a nigga to play you?
Y'all niggas ain't gonna act like y'all didn't see
me. Why you look tall? What the fuck is going on?
Oh, hilarious.
I understand Rodney Perry ain't say shit. But you so this whole time this scene going on, these people have no idea.
Man, I be quick to say who my favorite comedians are.
Who? Rodney Perry. Lou Nell. You named who the fuck was on that movie.
I said, I named who saw me, who I took pictures with in my 85 South hoodie.
Wow. Wow, right there on the right on the south side, running Jordan Bourne down there. He gave you the hoodie. You done bought another nigga hoodie. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? This nigga here, man. Clay. That's what's wrong with it. He thought I wasn't gonna say shit. And he always told me, "Low, if you ever see me do this, bro, you make sure you tell me." Now look at how he's sitting there when I tell him. Dirty motherfucker.
Oh, Low, that's special off the chain too, bro.
Hey, man. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who did it? Yeah, same niggas I've been doing shit with. I ain't switch it up. One thing about me, I keep the same niggas.
The Did Switch It Up Award goes
to... Man, who the fuck's not the clap? Man, come on. That's some fucking shit.
It always start with a golf clap.
I ain't switch up on my niggas. All my niggas had something to do with it.
Well, why didn't it open up?
Because, yeah. Same reason why I ain't in that movie. You want me to share all my opportunities with your stinging ass. Don't want to create no opportunities for me. I'm supposed to make you a part of everything I got going on.
Low, this a part of the plan.
It's a part of the
your
plan.
Your plan selfish, man.
Watch, you gonna see what I got for you.
Nothing. I see how you do it.
I got something for you. What? I got something coming.
What?
Something coming.
Come
something
on,
coming.
Man.
No, I can't say nothing.
All right, bet.
You got something for
Low? NDA, yeah. What?
Nuh-uh. If he got something to do, don't. Nope. I hate that you said it in front of old boy.
Old boy. No matter what, I'm going to support y'all niggas.
I'm fuck with you, man. I'm going to support you, too. I'm going to go see it. First day it come on.
Now that I know where it is, Amazon. I know where not to look.
Amazon Prime. Well, is there another one?
So you must have some is there kind of deal. One?
Can you get
you got some kind
Amazon?
Of deal with Amazon where you just getting in everything they got going on?
Nah.
You know Jeff?
Bezos.
Yeah. Jeff? Now let me find out. Let me find out you. Find out you cut a side deal like G Money.
He came to the set a few times, landed the jet.
Yeah. Don't you got a Tesla now?
No. Got a little 98 on it. New motor.
You just call it Tesla.
New motor.
It's got a new motor. Here. New motor, old car.
Man, this shit, this family.
Man, hey, let me talk to my real cousin, Ronnie Jordan, man. Where can they get these dope ass? Where can they get these dope ass hats at, man?
Officialblessedaf.com, man. I appreciate
blessed
it.
Blessed AF.
Yeah.
Blessed.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
And favored. Blessed and favored, anointed and appointed.
Blessed and fearless. Oh, you can make church ladies' faces drop. What's that stand for? Blessed and fortunate.
Okay. Give me one, young man.
Okay. Whatever you want to stand for, whoever is using.
Hey man, this shit done took off, man, and I don't think a lot of people know.
I appreciate it, man. You was very early supporting for real, like first press run. You know what I'm saying? Years ago.
You think so? You know, maybe you should follow my example. Exemplary.
Right.
Yeah, these motherfucking cold, bro. That is just something about it. They got.
I just want, you know, I'm
going to take you back to going to your granddaddy's
drunk
spot.
Drunk shit going on, you know.
Y'all yeah, to go get your granddaddy out of the pokes. Like, on what?
Yeah, I got a red version of that one with the gold. Ready
so
go.
That's why I Atlanta got no real one.
Huh?
That's why I don't got no real one.
Come on, Lowe's.
No, you got oh, Ronnie Jordan, so you only get a red one's the movie stars, huh?
No, I had, actually, when y'all called to book me for this show today, I was running around doing husband shit, and this is what I had on me. So, I live in Athens, so, brother. I was already on the east side. I'm going to tell you what, I really wanted to go home and change and get some more shit for you.
When I ever seen Nav with a hat on?
He wore the skit in the waterboard skit.
The shit you want to be in. The shit you want to be in.
Oh, so hat's funny.
And you got a hat on.
It's props. I always got on a hat, but he think that shit funny. Oh, I'm gonna be somebody else. I just put a hat on. This me.
Don't have no hat on.
So you still?
That's my shit. You don't see me trying to take my hat off and be like, oh, I'm gonna be like Nav now.
Is Nav still playing?
So when I shoot a skit, guess what? It's still gonna be me with a hat on.
Yep.
Don't do my shit, bro. Be yourself. They know you with your hat off. So when you do, so when you acting, keep the motherfucking hat off.
I had it to the back.
That's all, exactly.
Oh, no.
That ain't how you do that shit. No, never mind. Okay, cool. Cool.
Oh my what the God. Fuck is so funny, Joe? That's what the fuck I want to know.
Hey, don't tell him.
Yeah,
though.
So he think hats is funny. There ain't no fucking prop.
I appreciate the hat, Ronnie.
Wear your shit for real.
Nigga, think it's a game.
Shout out to Joe, man. He gave me a good writing opportunity, man. So
oh, see, y'all. You see how Joe looking out.
Yeah, but that's through you. That's how, you know what I'm saying? I know. It's
wow.
The connection.
Me again.
You like the nucleus, bro. <shit.
laughs> He said, wow. Me again. This is like when Big Boy ran down on the light-skinned dude on ATL.
Hey, man. I'm
caught him at the show.
I knew he wasn't going to. I knew he wasn't gonna tell them folks about me.
Those gave me the money so I could do the audition.
What's up, man?
Let's see how you do me.
Hey, when you finally cross 85 South,
all
boy.
The wrong people about me.
Lowe's, what you mean?
Hilarious.
You had to pay for the audition? How much?
Pay to get it taped.
Oh, how much it cost?
I don't
want to
put Los business out. How much
he got? He got you like an hour. He got you a little studio time to just record your shit.
I kind of told him I needed an outfit and some more shit for it. So he threw some extra on it.
Made it sound like he had already had got the little, you know, the little part or whatever.
So he financed the audition?
Then tried to make it seem like, man, they ain't going to do nothing.
Wow.
Whole time.
He was on set.
Wow,
he
was down there. You could have FaceTimed or something, did you?
Guess when I heard from him.
When he got home?
After it was done.
Oh, rap? Not even like for the day?
Nigga, this shit about to come out in about 2 weeks.
Oh, he just told y'all?
Oh, I can't find out.
I told you, Los.
You lying? He lying like a motherfucker. He nigga hit me to my, oh, I thought your boy told you.
You know, Clay, he said, damn, you ain't asked for no money in a minute. And that's when I told him.
What?
Because he used to be hitting him up, you know, month to month.
That's how Thomas get introduced to you?
Holding out, keeping the shit going like he ain't did nothing. I said, Trey, this nigga up there.
This nigga in the movie.
In the movie.
With Eddie Murphy and Arsenio.
Yeah.
And the nigga, the other nigga in the barbershop that we, what's his name? I know you know his name, nigga.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
No.
Wow.
Hey, but guess what? I told them when they talking about doing my credit.
The dude said good and terrible, you know his real name.
I said, make sure they know that I'm out of the 85 South tree.
Shut the fuck up. Who'd you tell that to?
You didn't say that shit.
No, I was telling
them. Hey, nobody tells nobody shit when you get a job, nigga. You turn into the motherfucking me man, nigga. Hey, what? Did you do that? That ain't me. What? You got a beard in this picture? What? That ain't me. I don't know that. Oh, I gotta do that.
I appreciate you.
I know you was on there.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. You tell Eddie Murphy you watched all his shit. You told Arsenio you watched all his shit.
I know you
shit.
Did.
Like, you did you stay up and watch Arsenio? You not even old enough to know what Arsenio Hall show is and nothing like that, right?
That's the thing about this nigga ain't young.
You ain't seen when NWA was on Arsenio?
He ain't seen Arsenio be on Arsenio.
Wow. Even when they brought it back with K-Dub?
Yeah, that's when he saw it. That's when he saw it. He ain't know what it was supposed to be.
Nah, but like
he brought on Farrakhan, bro. That shit was big.
You told him that, didn't you?
Nah, Arsenio went in like.
Mm-hmm. What?
I was just chilling, bro.
That we know of.
The whole time, I had to get ready, because I'm steady watching 85 South.
Wow.
That's what you was doing in the trailer.
But that was my whole fucking plan. I didn't want to say it. I wanted to be like, damn, right. What is he watching?
Right.
And then they see it, and it go like that.
You had your earphones in. Mm-hmm. But he was watching it.
Plan just didn't work, Joe. You see what I'm saying? Nope. Where I'm coming from?
Nope. Lying motherfucker. You low down now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nav ain't say shit. I know you, Nav. You fought for yourself. You needed something. You was probably not supposed to be there for 3 days.
Cause you damn sure ain't human.
Yeah,
damn. No, cause the human would have brought the nigga name up. My nigga lost them, man, that nigga crazy. All over them at 85 South. Oh yeah, that's where I got this from.
I had it on. What better place to promote coming to America with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio? You could have set that whole
thing. He probably did have the hoodie on, but he was like, man, it ain't even really chilling like that down here.
I took it off.
He took it off.
Man, it's burning
up. You took
it
off for every picture.
Yeah.
He got it wrapped around his waist.
Exactly.
You got a shirt around your waist? What's that? It's the new sauce.
Damn, man. Everybody know. We see how it is, though.
You got a lot of friends that was on Comedy View, man. They would love to call, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
Don't call nobody.
Clay, so safe answer. Like, look, just hypothetically, Nav just hit you and be like, man, you know we got him working on the movie, man. They probably need some writers or something.
I'm going to say, all right, Nav. Who the fuck have you been talking to?
Man, the nigga that just gave everybody donuts. Right?
They need some writers down here, man. All right, come down there. What's his name? Just tell him Gerald with the donuts. All right, man.
Now it all makes sense.
No, I'm not fucking going, man.
Every time I was hitting this nigga, you know how a nigga try to rush you off the phone. Low. Let me call you right back.
He answer laughing and shit.
Hold up, Eddie Murphy. He's saying everybody's full name.
Eddie Murphy, hold on real quick.
Wesley Snipes, give me a
Lowe's
second.
Hold up. Bro, Lowe, hey, I'm going to hit you right back. Wesley Snipes telling us about he with Nino Brown. All right. Hey, where you at, bro? I'm going to hit you back. Bye.
He didn't say your name.
Was, he never said your name.
Yeah, he said friend.
Say hey, bro.
Friend, what's good?
My guy. All right. My guy, let me hit you back.
Friend, what's up?
No.
Man, we gotta wrap
who
it up.
Who was that? I don't know who the fuck.
We gotta wrap it up, man. Nav got, you know, he probably got movie star shit to do.
Nah.
Hey, we got all type of shit to do.
When you going to the Breakfast Club, you gotta promote for the movie, right? You going on the press run?
I don't even know my name.
Oh, okay. Tell them where they can find it at.
Bro, do you know when they did the rap party? Like, they ain't even...
You know when I post this episode, I'm going to put old dude from the movie. I ain't even going to put no Nav Green in the title.
You going to keep it like how...
Carlos Miller, Ronnie Jordan, Clayton English, and Friends.
Don't do that, too. You demoted to Friends?
He being friends.
Hey, you ever been on a nigga's tour where it's so-and-so and friend, Ricky Smiley and friends, and you wanted the friends? Right. Oh, man, this shit is hard. You gotta be friends.
You getting real.
I'm petty like that. Sometimes I'll be at the fly, I look at the flyer and be like, man, these niggas' pictures bigger than mine.
Carlos Miller and friends.
Who said, hey, man, who made my friends?
Hey, man.
Who are these friends? Every time they put me on the fly, they always try to make it seem like I'm sneaking on the show. Like,
I'm on a nigga special and friends.
Oh, shit. Me too.
They're Brandon friends. I mean, we shot at our studio, though. I mean,
and you really his friend?
He's a friend of mine. We did. I wanted to get on stage and we shot it at our studio. So.
And they spelled your name wrong. Rene.
Rene? Rene Jordan. No, he didn't.
Ronald.
But it's on Vimeo. Is it Vimeo?
Vimeo.
Yeah, that.
They got so many old Vimeo, Vivo.
Venmo.
Vimeo. Man.
Video.
And what's the YouTube one with the rap music?
YouTubeo.
What?
Oh, that's Vimeo too.
Ricky Rubio.
Supio.
Man, I saw your comedy thing. You got it on vinyl now, right?
On vinyl?
You're doing the album, a real vinyl album?
By any means.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I'm about to buy me a waffle maker too.
Oh yeah?
What the fuck they gotta do with that?
It's the roaring 20s, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nah, it's just that, bro.
Get your shit together.
That's where I'm at in life. I'm about
waffles.
That's a big step. Any nigga here tell you, bro.
No,
once
you
get to
waffling.
A point in your life where you actually need a waffle maker, that's somewhere, bro. A lot of black men don't make it to waffle maker like age.
There's certain appliances that mean you grown. Deep freezer?
Yeah.
Oh, you old. Oh, you an man. Adult. You a fucking full adult. You got some shit off in the deep freezer.
If you got a lot.
An air fryer, a new one too. You can't get the little one, you got to get the big one with the dough that swang down.
Yeah.
And some settings on that motherfucker.
Yeah, you need
settings.
Touch. Yeah.
Well, your knives too, grown shit. Cutting boards.
Yeah,
real cutting boards.
Yeah, what the fuck is you doing, man?
With the multiple sizes.
For that shit.
Good knives, not them cheap knives.
Right. Steak knives. Mm.
And don't be trying to use the wrong utensil for the wrong shit. That be some of y'all problem. That's why your shit. You eating out that little stained spaghetti bowl, you nasty motherfucker.
Country
drinking out
bowl.
A juice cup. You done bought the motherfucking place that ain't even microwave safe.
Right.
And you can't understand why all your food tastes like metal.
Right. I stun a motherfucker and I just give him a teaspoon.
A teaspoon?
Yeah, everything that you have. I have
a little
serving,
dollar.
Serving side.
Yeah.
You don't get a big spoon in my house if you don't pay no bill.
I like to eat in abundance.
Fuck is you trying to eat a lot of fast at once for?
Yeah, it take a long time to eat cereal with a teaspoon.
Yeah, exactly. Take your time, enjoy them Fruit Loops.
Eat that shit the right way, man. Taste them.
That's like fat people torture. I'd be like, man, you told me you didn't want me to come over here, bro.
Little spoons. Give them little spoons.
At the park, nigga, when the boys club sporks.
All right, man.
I'm about.
Well, since this was really, you know, Nav's promotion for his movie.
Coming to America, man. Hey, man, look. Tell the people what they need to see about the movie right now.
Man, you gonna.
He don't know.
You gonna see a nigga rise.
For real.
You gonna see my journey. Y'all follow my journey here.
Oh, your journey?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm gonna switch it up, boy.
My journey started with 85 South, man. And that just let you know, never forget where you come from and still come talk to your friends and you can kick it with your friends. The same friends that supported you and believed in you when nobody else did. And not to be too long and try to make this brief, somebody tweeted and they said, Nav got the potential to be a star. And that nigga Los, he ain't have to say that. He said, Nav is already a star. And that's the screen, that's the profile pic I got for him when he called. It pop up. So every time he called me, it make me believe in me. Wow. Like he did.
That's amazing. There you go.
Bro. Don't believe
it. That was heartfelt, man.
This nigga did an audition. This nigga did a good. I can't wait to see you in the movie,
the Church
nigga.
If you of did
any
Christ.
Of that motherfucking line you just did right now.
This nigga
is fucking with the cap terrible, college, man.
Boy, that's hilarious. Boy, that nigga cap. That's what's up.
Oh, this nigga, man.
Cap a waiter.
Oh, shit.
Church of Cap in Christ.
But if you see me and y'all feel free to post and just hashtag 85 South Show Journey.
Journey.
From 85 to coming to America, who would have thought?
Right here, man, the whole movie stuff.
What a road led to.
Wow.
And I've been doing comedy 20 years.
Well, I mean, after this, you know. So what you doing after this, man? I mean, are you going to branch out and do your own thing, you know, and create some opportunities for, you know, the people who really fuck with you?
And that was the plan. I didn't want to speak on it. I got a new TV series I'm developing right now.
Where?
With National Geographic.
What? You?
No, we're going to be doing voiceovers. I pitched Carlos.
Nah.
And they want you to be in it. That's what I was coming to break the news.
Wow. This the one you...
Run it, Clay. Y'all go fuck with it if y'all ain't busy.
Oh, man. Shit. I'm busy. Yeah, you right now.
Yeah.
Nat Geo. Oh, shit.
Send me the info. What did the lady email?
I got you, Ronnie.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Nah, I fuck with
it. We about to get the fuck out of here, man. Just turn up, man. The pimping.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you for having me, man.
Pimp you,
man.
We just talking
shit. Appreciate it, bro. Shit, nigga, love y'all, bro. Yeah.
Come on.
My guys in there.
Oh, man.
My guys.
Yeah. Oh, you been there for watch Morning Culture? God damn, I ain't mentioned nothing.
Oh. Yeah, Morning Culture.
No, it's still man, going. It's still
podcast.
Going.
Wait, I'm sorry, man.
Do it now.
Man, y'all go to morningculture.com/YouTube to watch Morning Culture. Carlos episode going crazy. Clayton on there a lot of times. Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah. Y'all inspire the streets, man, to get their shit together. So that's what we doing.
See,
y'all check my YouTube.
You around and got high over there and forgot to tell them.
No, I was listening to this great story about fucking coming to America. I'm like, bro, I'm finna interrupt Eddie Murphy and be like, my YouTube channel.
Man, did he call you?
I was on More Than Culture like 4 or 5 times, and let me get by you, Lo. I ain't want to step over. Man, I've been holding my piss for 28 minutes.
Oh, that's why he set up. Nigga,
yeah,
about to
pound himself. God dang.
He got
and then Clay went straight in that motherfucker.
Bro, don't ever hold your pee.
Hilarious. All right. Oh, shit.
You could have got up and peed and came back.
Right.
We want to thank everybody for listening to the 85 South Show in partnership with the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite show.
You can also follow us on social media at 85 South Show on Twitter and Instagram.
That's right. Get with it.
Come on, man.
Tune in.